More than 200 people showed up in late February to celebrate a $12 million revitalization of the U of I's Parma Research and Extension Center. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. I asked Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis about this whole project.
You posted an article talking about the Parma Research Center, which is celebrating a $12 million revival, and they used terms like dilapidated old facility and how it's so much better now.
Yeah, sure. So February 20th, University of Idaho's Parma Research and Extension Center held a grand opening. About 200 people attended to celebrate their new $12 million research facility that will contain laboratory space for research in nematology, pomology, plant pathology, microbiology, and hops. And of course, the researchers there do cutting edge research on a lot of the top crops grown in the region and Idaho, including vegetables, i.e. potatoes, forage crops, cereal crops, hops, mint, and fruit and seed crops. And so people should remember that in 2009, because of the recession and budget cuts, the Parma Research Station was slated for closure. In fact, at one point, it was closed on paper. And so this turnaround really is a revival in 15 years. So really, like the Phoenix, the Parma Research Center has risen from the ashes. Industry really chipped in. Industry, the different farm commissions, individual farmers, agribusinesses, et cetera, all chipped in together $3 million toward this project. The state chipped in quite a bit of money. University, of course, put in money. They had skin in the game. They put in a lot of money on it, as they do every year. And industry put in $3 million. So really, it was a three-legged stool, really, that got this done.
So a bright future. Produced by the Ag Information Network.